Our next panel will be talking somewhat in, I guess, as a little bit of a foil or a counterposition maybe to what Eric talked about. This is the litigation finance topic, which I think is really interesting how it frames the set of issues. We are really grateful to have Kevin Kudlak. Kevin has been speaker at this conference numerous occasions. He characterizes himself as the resident Texan for his New York-based patent litigation boutique, Radulescu. And together with Kevin is Michelle Eber. Michelle has been here before and gave a wonderful on-topic talk last year, and great to have her back. Michelle is currently at Westview Capital. She's at Westview Capital. Prior to that, she was with a litigation finance firm, Validity Finance. So I think this will be a terrific topic. We are missing one of our speakers, Chip Lutton, but Kevin will be channeling Chip today.
Which is really frightening if you know Chip, or me, as the case may be. So thank you very much for that. That's very kind. We're going to talk about money. And I know that's really why you're all here, is we're going to talk about money. I have three questions for you as a group that I'd like to start off with. Who has worked for a party whose case was funded by a third-party funder? Anyone? Okay, yep. All right, we got some people. Good. Who has worked for a party who was opposite a funded party? No, I wasn't, Lou. All right, and then other than Lewis Riley, are there any in-house folks that have faced funded plaintiffs that want to admit it?
Or that have had funding.
Or I guess that's true, have operating companies who have had their cases funded, in-house people? Now, well, we're going to talk about a little bit of that today. As David mentioned, we were supposed to have Chip Lutton, who was going to take he was going to be the big company lawyer. So I'm going to try to be the big company lawyer also and present that position. But as many of you know, I've been on pretty much every side of the V except the judicial side of the V, and I'm really not lobbying for that position. I've been a plaintiff, I've been a defendant, I've been an advisor. So I've done all of those things. So I think from that point of view, I have an interesting perspective, and I've also had to deal with funded cases. I've been on both sides of funded cases, representing clients that have been funded and opposed to clients that have been funded. So it's a little bit of an interesting foil, I think, to the last presentation. And Michelle is neck or eyes deep in the funding world, right?
Yeah, so I'm Michelle Eber. I'm a managing director at Westview Capital. We're an IP investor, so we do litigation funding, portfolio finance. We also acquire patent portfolios, and we make equity and debt investments in companies with patent portfolios. So we're all IP all the time. As David alluded to, I was previously the director of patent investments at Validity Finance, which is a commercial litigation funder. And before that, spent 10 years doing patent trade secret litigation at Baker Botts in Houston.
So what I thought we'd start off with, just so we can sort of set up a background for some of the other things that we're going to talk about, the challenges, issues that are presented to funding, to funders, to funded litigants, and to people opposite funded litigants, some of the issues that we want to face there. I thought I'd have the experts sort of give us an idea of some of the funding models and methods that are presently out there. We all know about, okay, well, you have this one plaintiff, he has five patents, and he's funded by whoever it may be, Validity, maybe it was. But there's more to funding than that, and we've seen some recent articles about, you know, funded practices and funded firms, and I thought Michelle ought to set the stage for that, and then we'll get right into some of the issues that are facing those parties, as it were.
Sure, so a little bit of background. It sounds like we have kind of a wide range audience here. Some are very familiar with funding, perhaps, and maybe some have never dealt with it or know too much about it. So just to kind of set the stage for the types of typical structures there are, I think, you know, the most common is where a funder is funding the patent owner directly. And so the way it works is patent owner has a case. Maybe they have money to fund the case, but they'd rather use that capital to run their business if they're an operating company, and know that, you know, they can have somebody share the risk and provide the capital to help them fund the case. Or maybe they don't have enough money to fund the case, but they've got a great claim case that should be brought.